If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Pentecostals are the only people who factor in backsliding. We want you to think you can lose your salvation. We want you to walk in that bondage. People say, oh, if I'm at a party and just, you know, have a glass of wine and the rapture come, am I going to get left? Well, let me ask you this. Since the Bible speaks very clearly against gluttony, when you're at Shady Maple getting your 14th plate and the rapture comes, will you get left? Salvation is not limited to your personal theology. God is too great to save me and then lose me over some stupid infraction. Oh, Bishop Lambert, the lost it now. He telling people they can live any kind of way. I didn't tell you that. God did. The question that we should ask is not whether or not you lose your salvation. It's were you saved at all? So since faith is energized by hearing, the first thing we need to do is change our hearing mechanism. In other words, we like this term, and you should stop saying it as of today. I don't receive that. Yeah, you do. You have to receive it because you didn't heard it. You hear it. You're going to die. I don't receive it. Praise the Lord. I don't receive it. Yes, you did. You heard it. It got through. It's in there. Because if it didn't, you wouldn't not say, I don't receive it. You struggle because it's in there now. Then the devil brings it back. He sits on your shoulder. You know what you heard. Now. Every little hiccup, you think you're going to die. Because the doctor told you, you got the irreversible hiccups. There's a disease for everything. Morgan Freeman. Ha, 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 ha. I can turn it on and off because I'm an actor. But there's some people, they got PAB. Well, I got PB&J. And we just think of things. And we sit there. I got pain in my right arm. I got that. I got this. You've convinced yourself because of what you've heard. And watch this. Faith comes by hearing. That's why every time somebody is diagnosed with cancer, they immediately start thinking they're going to die. Because we've been trained to think that cancer is an incurable disease, that once you're diagnosed with it, you're going to die. So we start settling in our mind, how do I prepare myself for the inevitable? But yet the word of God says, by his stripes you're healed. And Isaiah asks this question, whose report will you believe? You're going to believe somebody's report because the atmosphere needs to be changed. Amen. It's changed by our hearing. Hearing is the first step to employ when you want to move into a new realm. Amen. To take a page from Star Trek, to boldly go where no one has gone before. Boldly go. Captain Kirk boldly went. Captain Picard boldly went. Why? Because they knew that they had the capabilities to deal with whatever they encountered. They refused to allow themselves to listen to the limitations of those who said you can't do it. And here we are, children of the Most High God, filled with his spirit, enabled to move into dynamic dispensational truths, and we still holding on to stuff for bondage. Just quoting and claiming any old thing. Well, you know, I was going to come out the service, but my leg hurts so bad. I bet that leg wouldn't stop you if you hit the lottery. You drag that thing down to that office. Shoo. I'm here. Leg can be as big as an elephant, but you can't come to church. Praise the Lord, Pastor. I wanted to come. Create the environment of defeat. The enemy attacks the mind. His expectation is to control our thought life. Let me read this passage to you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Remember this. Mahatma Gandhi said, your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. and your values become your destiny. This is what Gandhi says. He started off with your beliefs become your thoughts, and then your thoughts become your words. It is imperative that you hear what the Apostle Paul is saying. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after said flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." My brothers and sisters, many Christians try to figure out what the stronghold is. And so we've come up with a lot of imagery over it. Oh, castles and all the other things. And while I'm not going to stand here and tell you that you're wrong with your imagery, I will tell you to let the Bible say what it says. The Apostle Paul is one of the most simplest teachings. The epistles of Paul are simple books. They are not as difficult as the Gospels. They're simple. And he's going to tell you what the battlefield is. As you continue to read, he talks about the pulling down of strongholds. Where will these strongholds be located? He starts off by saying, "Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." I would like to change the word "the" and insert a personal pronoun. That it exalts itself against your knowledge of God. Amen. The reason why I do that, you'll see in my exegesis. He says, "And then bring into captivity every thought that you have to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." If you read the passage, he says, "Cast down imagination." And this word, logizomai, it means computations. In other words, the first casualty for you in changing your mind field, the mind, and changing that, he says, is for you to get rid of your preconceived notions. Amen. That's the first casualty. Amen. Your own logizomai, your computations. If I can say it the way the older Christians used to say, don't wonder about God. God is a wonder. Don't wonder, and don't try to figure out how he's going to do this. Why? Because the enemy will get in there. And when you can't figure it out, then now you'll submit yourself to quitting. Well, I don't see how the Lord is going to do it, so let me put plan B into effect. No, he says, you must cast it down. And the verb to cast is a military term. It means to go to war with it. It means you tell your mind, I ain't believing this no more. It's wrong. It's wrong. Amen. Trying to tell me that God doesn't heal anymore. It's wrong. If he still saves, then he still heals. Then he says, you cast down imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself, or an idol that challenges your gnosko, your intimate knowledge of God that comes from relationship. You cannot escape from a relational knowledge. A relational knowledge is so great that you will even purchase things for your significant other based on a relational knowledge. You'll say, well, I won't get that because I know they're allergic to that. I won't give him that food because I know he doesn't like that. So he's saying here, your relational knowledge of God cannot be challenged. So don't accept any thoughts that go against your relational knowledge. He goes on. He says, and bring into captivity every thought. Noeo is the Greek word. Noeo. And it means perceptions. That's what we talked about at the beginning. You bring into captivity every perception that violates the new arena in which you live. You are no longer in the losing world. You are in the victorious kingdom. And you got to start thinking like a kingdom dweller. Kingdom dwellers have parties every day. We don't have room for depression. We don't even want to be around depression. We tolerate them, but we don't want them around us. I don't want nobody to bring me down. Took me too long to get up here. Been through too many hard trials, too many tests. Now I'm up here and you ain't bringing me down. Woo! Listen, that's why teams that win the championship usually repeat. Because you get a certain feeling when you're a winner. You want to stay there. And you don't let anybody pull you down. Lord, help me. How many winners are in this congregation? Don't it feel good to be a winner? Don't it feel good to be on top? Don't it feel good to walk in God's favor? That no weapon formed against you is going to prosper? That it might come against you, but it ain't bringing you under? That no human being can stop God's plan? That you're going to rise up and rise above it? That you're going to walk in heavenly places? That you are the head and not the tail?
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3217P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Celebrate 30 years of climbing higher in Christ with Bethel Deliverance International Church and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Join us for a special week of services beginning Sunday, May 14th, with our very own pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., during our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. services. Our special week continues Tuesday, May 16th at 7 o'clock p.m., as Bishop Jackie McCullough from the International Gathering at Beth Rapha of New York, New York, delivers an impactful word from God. Leading worship that evening will be Divine Praise Music Ministry. Delivering God's Word on Wednesday, May 17th at 7 o'clock p.m. will be Bishop W. Lonnie Herndon from the Church of Christian Compassion. Worship for that night will be led by Brother David V. Cooper IV. Thursday, May 18th at 7 o'clock p.m., you'll be in for yet another treat as Pastor Clement M. Lupton III of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church brings us a powerful message from God. Ministering in song for that evening will be our combined children and youth choir of BDIC. To close out this powerful week, on Friday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m., Bishop Daryl Woodson of El Shaddai Pentecostal Church of Christ will deliver another life-changing message from our Lord. Worship will be led by the Bethel Deliverance International Church Anniversary Choir. It's a family affair, so plan now to join us as we celebrate 30 years of God's faithfulness.